Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Come on in. Who's here? I kind of remember. What's it regarding? Oh, yeah, that's super important. I totally remember that we had a meeting, but I thought the meeting was for tomorrow. I'm a little busy right now. I got a lot to do today. He said he can't come back tomorrow. Well, let me check my calendar and see, because I'm pretty sure that meeting was for tomorrow. Oh, no, it was definitely for today. I'll be down there in a second. Hey, restaurant owners, operators, managers, and highly motivated staff members. This is Ryan Bromfin, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. This is the third video in a five-part get more stuff done, be more efficient series, let's call it that, on, again, how to get more stuff done. So, in the first two videos, you should go back and watch those if you haven't. In the first two videos, so 2 weeks ago, we discussed why I don't like to-do lists and why to-do lists don't really work. In last week's video, we discussed the difference between urgent and important tasks. Now, it's really important that you go back and watch those two videos before you watch this week's video. Did you do it? Did you go back and watch last week's video? I said it was important. You should do it. Take 5 minutes, 10 minutes right now. Go back and do it. Go do it. Okay, good. Now you're back. I know you did it. So we're going to hop inside of my computer now, and I'm going to show you exactly how I build out a calendar. Exactly how I build out a calendar, how I build my calendar, and how I teach my clients to build out their calendar so they can get the most amount of work done and be as efficient as possible. Let's go hop into the computer. All right, so here we are inside of my calendar. Now, I did everything I could to get rid of these two meetings. I just couldn't get rid of them, so they're just gonna stay there. But let's pretend that you have a blank calendar. Let's pretend this is blank. And one of the first things that we wanna do is we wanna establish our four walls, meaning when do we start work and when do we stop work? I probably should have gone into my settings here and adjusted this. I like my calendar to start on Monday. So let's pause for a second. Let me go do that. Fantastic. And we're back and my week is starting on a Monday, which is how I like to do that. Now, you may like to do that different. It really messed me up when it was starting on a Sunday, and I don't know why that won't go away. Okay, let's try this all again. We're doing this in real time, folks. So basically, you want to establish your four walls. So when are you going to start work? When are you going to end work? What days of the week are you going to work? Let's just, for the sake of this video, let's build a Tuesday through Saturday schedule. Let's assume that you take Mondays and Sundays off. Well, then the simple question is, what time do you want to come to work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, etc., and what time do you want to go home? Now, we're not going to put that in there yet. I just want you to start thinking about that. The first thing that we're really going to do is build in what I call immovable objects. Immovable objects are those things that come hell or high water you have to do. Let's assume that you do weekly payroll just for fun. Let's assume that payroll has to be submitted on Tuesday afternoon so it can go out on Thursday. So let's say that from 2 to 3 o'clock, you are going to do payroll. Then we're gonna set this up as, how do we do this? I normally use iCal, so how do we do this? Yes, it repeats. So this does repeat and this repeats weekly. So let's go ahead and put that in there, right? So now if we go forward, every week it says payroll. Then let's say that another immovable object is Wednesdays from 3 to 5, you have a BEO meeting or a banquet meeting. Again, let's set this to repeat weekly. And then let's say that Thursdays, you're the floor manager. So you're covering the floor from 10 until 2:30. Okay, so you're the floor manager. And again, that's going to repeat. This is going to repeat every Thursday. And then Fridays are just super busy. So even though you're not a floor manager, you're just on the floor from Fridays until whenever. So just on, I'm just going to put floor. And again, we're going to set this to repeat. Forgive me. And then Saturdays, same thing. But Saturdays, you're busy all day. So you're just going to be on the floor from, let's say, 10 until 8. You can't do anything else on a Saturday because it's just busy, right? So let's just put floor here. Now, there may be some more immovable objects, like maybe you have to do some ordering. So let's say that you do your ordering also on Tuesday afternoon. So let's say when that's over, you spend an hour doing ordering. Ordering weekly. And then let's say that, let's do monthly. Let's say that every month from 4 to 6 on Tuesday, you have a marketing meeting. Let's repeat that monthly. This repeats on the first Tuesday of every month, right? So now you'll see it doesn't show up there, but it shows up here, and it will show up if we go forward a month, right? There it is. Okay, let's go back to the beginning here. But now you get the point. You set up your immovable objects. These are the things in your calendar that you just cannot move no matter what. Then what I want you to do on a weekly basis, so probably on Saturday before you go home, or maybe on Sunday from home or Monday from home, but before you get to work on Tuesday, I want you to first put the important tasks for the week. So let's say that on Tuesday, you want to spend these 2 hours working with your chef on new menu ideas, right? It's not urgent. It's not due that day, but you want to start working on it. Well, then on Wednesday afternoon, you're going to then go into the kitchen for 2 hours and you're going to cook new menu items, right? And then you also want to do, you need to do some, you need to send out some Craigslist ads, right? You need to create ads for new staff, right? And you just keep going and going. Okay, so now that you have your immovable objects and your important tasks scheduled, now you can just react to some of those fires. So as your week goes on Tuesday, you might find some things that you need to do Wednesday, some of these more urgent tasks, Wednesday for Thursday, Thursday for Friday, et cetera, et cetera. But by having your calendar built, with all of these, see, it's already giving me a warning of things I have to do. By having your calendar built out with these immovable objects, these really, really, really important tasks, and then those weekly important tasks with some room for the urgent, you now get a better assessment, a better idea of what can I actually get done this week? What do I have to say no to? So if someone comes up to you and says, hey, I need to meet with you on Thursday morning, guess what? You can't. Instead of committing to it and saying, yes, you can't, just say no. But once you have this calendar set up, you can start to really judge how much less you actually have time to do in a week than you thought. But more importantly, you can start to feel where the pressure is. We're going to talk about this incredible shrinking calendar in next week's video, but you can start to feel where the pressure is and where you have to start freeing up time and what tasks you have to start handing off to other people. But the one thing I will say about your calendar is you have to make a commitment to yourself to hold yourself accountable to your calendar. Meaning, every once in a while, do I move things? Do I move things from a Wednesday to a Thursday? Sure. Can you move it from a Thursday to a Friday? Sure. But you're running out of time. I have a rule. Rule number one, nothing ever gets deleted from my calendar. If it was put there, it was put there for a reason. It never gets deleted. Rule number two, anything can get moved within a week, but nothing ever gets moved to next week. Meaning, you have to do everything that's in your calendar. You have to do everything that's in your calendar, and this will create that urgency. This will create that ability for you to say no to things, for you to eliminate distractions, for you to get more focused, for you to stop looking at Facebook and Instagram when you're supposed to be coming up with new ads or working on new menu ideas. Again, we've barely scratched the surface on how to create your calendar, but I hope even just these little tips are helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed this week's video. Please keep watching the rest of the videos in this Getting More Stuff Done, whatever you want to call it, video series. Next week, we have a great one coming up on the Incredible Shrinking Calendar, and then the week after, Eliminating Distractions, Eliminating Time-Sucking Vampires. And if this is something that you're really interested in learning more about, please go to scalemyrestaurant.com, where we go very, very, very in-depth on these time management skills and how to get more done so you can build the business and the life of your dreams. Have a wonderful day, and remember, systems equal success. Are you struggling to grow your restaurant business? Are you failing to find the time to do all the things you need to do because you're stuck doing everybody else's jobs? This sucks. I know, I've been there. You're not alone. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is a plan and some new tools. And that is why I created Scale. It's my newest course for restaurant owners who want to grow their businesses and build an extraordinary brand. Learn more at scalemyrestaurant.com. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.